Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria and for the two countries to cooperate on the fight against terror groups inside Syria. After a marathon negotiation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown.
And so this is a new equation. And we believe that this new equation offers an opportunity, again, not a certainty, an opportunity for people to be able to find a peaceful solution, because we don't believe there is a military solution.
Mr. Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the arrangement, and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test and says it will start discussing new, significant measures against Pyongyang. In Washington, President Obama condemned the nuclear test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
China responded to news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by North Korea. Meanwhile, Beijing said China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation rates and environmental pollution. This is VOA News. The lengthy process to select a new UN chief has taken another step forward, with former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres reconfirming his status as front-runner, leading a group of 10 candidates. In 2006, the current UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was selected from a field of 7 candidates. The new UN chief will take over for Mr. Ban on January the 1st. In U.S. presidential politics, Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton says it's time for rethinking of America's strategy for North Korea following the regime's latest test of a nuclear weapon.
We are not going to let anyone who is a treaty ally and partner of ours be threatened, and we are not going to let North Korea pursue a nuclear weapon with the ballistic missile capacity to deliver it to the United States territory.
Speaking after meeting with a bipartisan group of national security experts in New York, former Secretary of State said she would seek to impose tougher sanctions on North Korea. And in a speech to a group of conservative activists, the Republican Party candidate, Donald Trump, used the North Korean development to criticize his opponent.
North Korea performed its 5th nuclear test, its 4th since Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State. It's just one more massive failure from a failed Secretary of State.
The nuclear test in North Korea came at the end of a week in which Trump and Clinton clashed repeatedly over national security issues. A new book by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has been released in Italy and around the world, and according to the book, Benedict acknowledged that governing the church was not his strong suit. Jopwish Maiwe is the Vatican correspondent for the publication, National Catholic Reporter.
This book gives us for the first time an opportunity to see a pope evaluating his own papacy after it's over. For centuries in the Catholic Church, popes have died, and they haven't had a chance to review their own failings, their own successes, and we get a window into how this retired pope, Benedict, who now lives in isolation in the Vatican, understands his own 8 years as pope, and what he thinks of his successor, Pope Francis, and what Pope Francis is doing for the world.
Benedict says he was shocked and initially uncertain about the election of Pope Francis as his successor, but he said he immediately realized the significance of electing a Latin American pope and has been very happy with Francis's papacy. Well, Friday, a tough day for U.S. stocks trading at the lowest level since June 27th, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 400 points. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.